Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we take a spin around the multiverse with Charlotte. This life was so chill and eventful. This episode is tons of perspectives and clarity for how our universe actually works. It's super weird and fun, and it just felt so good. So, without further ado, if you love bad bitches and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hey. How's everyone going? How we doing?
Hey, little ghost.
Hey, Bobby. All right. Where? We're waiting on the person, you guys. David, I should ask you the same question. How are you doing?
Oh, but next week we're going to do, we don't have a guest scheduled next week, and we want to do something else, like either a random one or cards, or we haven't talked about it yet. We have a guest tonight, and then next week we don't.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
All right.
Not much. How do you guys like having no snow? Everybody else has snow.
I'm used to it. I've seen snow once in my life. I mean, like, on the ground once in my life.
Yeah.
I went to Minnesota when I was pregnant with my first child, and it was warm there. It was negative 12.
That's exciting. That's horrible.
I've seen snow that melts when it hits the ground.
Yeah.
In Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah. That's usually what happens.
Kate lived in Alaska for a while, so she's seen her share of snow.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up with snow. So
how was Alaska? Was it fun?
Well, I mean, it was so cold that my teeth hurt when I would breathe.
Yeah. Been there.
And that was really weird. Because yeah. I had to save myself from dying when the power went out.
That's not bueno. I'm glad you're here.
Oh my god, same. Alright, so what do y'all want to talk about? Whatever you want to heal. You want to...
This might sound random, but I kind of want to see if we can do anything about, like, light pollution and the stars.
Light pollution?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's really weird.
In Sedona, they can't have any city lights at all. And even the McDonald's arches are turquoise.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Yeah, that's so cool.
All I can think about is whenever we saw the Aurora Borealis and it moved. Anyway, that's it. Yeah, because there was no lights in Canada. There was nothing. It's fucking scary. What about it? Like, you want it to be less?
Are you trying to figure out why?
More like less, so you can see the stars more.
But why do you need to see the stars?
Because they're pretty. I don't know.
I think lights are pretty. The
thought literally just popped into my head, like, earlier today, that, like, light pollution sucks and it's a bitch sometimes. And so I was like, oh, maybe we can work on this today.
What did you say, Kate?
Oh, I was like, have you ever considered that maybe you have something with that? With light pollution, either it was something, like, done, or it's something that was taken over. You know what I mean? That was, like, part of your oversoul needs to be healed.
Like an autopilot thing that you get amnesia. Like, with the oversoul things that we were working on this month.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't considered it, but it makes sense.
I don't know. I just kind of wonder.
You're going to it already.
In the first place. I don't know. It just looks like a bunch of animals walking.
Like, in a row? 2x2? That kind of walking?
No. It feels like, it feels very much like we needed it for mapping. We needed it for, like, meetings and mappings and stuff, and then once we didn't anymore, we were like, cool, let's make the ground pretty now.
Okay.
But, like, still, it's still nice. Like, some people like to use Polaroids even though we don't need them anymore.
Right.
Like,
it's for the aesthetic.
I know that back in the day, I definitely thought, like, when I first got into spiritual stuff, that I needed the message from the stars and that there was pollution in the sky so that we couldn't connect to the messages in the stars. And that ended up not being true. That ended up being stuff that was like, no, I'm not saying it for you. I'm saying, like, in general, because I know a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can actually, like, clear away, like, stuff, and you can go camping, and you can go, there are places that don't have that, and I don't know, it's just interesting. Yeah. So where did you go? Like, Kate said there's animals here.
I just feel like I'm in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they marching to?
I don't know, I got the marching 2x2, hurrah, hurrah. Yeah. The song going through my head.
Yeah.
A meeting. I know it's like the stars are like it's a map.
Yeah.
I just saw a video today. It was like it's 2007 and you're on your way to a party and you printed out your map quest. It's like the paper and it's like turn left.
Whatever.
So yeah, just like that was a map. So where are you guys going? What meeting is this for?
Into a portal.
Yeah.
Is this the, I'm just going to ask, is this, and it doesn't feel like it's that far back, but if it is, I just want to ask, is this in between Lumeria and Atlantis? Is this the Earth in between Lumeria and Atlantis? Because there weren't, like, humanoid beings, it was just animals and that Project Earth.
Let me see if I can get more specific. Like,
is this a Middle Earth that didn't have humanoid beings?
Is this that time period between and yes.
Okay. So, but the portals that I've helped people with were on a beach. So it's really interesting that we're in the woods.
Oh, does it need to be, like, copy and pasted to all the dimensions of this timeline, this time?
I think Charlotte's is a new thing. Every time I work with Charlotte, I just talked to her the other day that, like, it's always creating new stuff. There's not a lot of copy and paste. You can copy paste because that always helps because then there's less work to be done. It's, like, cool doing it.
Well, can you ask your animals where they're marching to? Because it's just yours. This is like some kind of power source.
Got like a circle. Like they're going in towards the circle. So a power source.
Who's the power source? What is it? Is this Charlotte?
No, it doesn't feel like me. I just got the, like, the Earth.
Is it a ship?
Yeah, it's like a ship. Yeah.
Like a...
Like one, two, three.
Have you seen... Okay, have you seen the TikTok where the cruise ship goes out of port like this and then just goes back into port? Anybody? No?
I haven't seen it,
That's
no.
basically
like... that adjusts itself? That...
Well, like it, I guess, but it's like, it's like a joke or whatever. It's been made into a meme where it's like, oh, well, that $3,000 trip. Like, but that's what those ships were. Like, they just kind of like were a transitional thing. It's like a blip.
Right.
Like, you don't even feel like you're moving. You just go in and then the doors open up and there you are. On the new, you don't even feel yourself go up or down like an elevator. It's like right. a blip.
Like, kind of like Star Trek? Like how they...
Probably, but I'm more of a Star Wars person, okay. So I don't know. Oh, you mean like when they would teleport down
yeah.
and up?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a, like, it's a place, though. Like, yeah. it's... But kinda.
I almost feel like when they open the doors, though, it's like, it's different, but it looks the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar. Yeah. It's like a, this one in particular, like from what I've experienced. And again, I can take my bias and agenda out of it. Yes, I've experienced a lot with clients, but that doesn't mean that that's the case. We've healed a lot. You heal a lot on your own. People in the comments heal a lot on their own. It might not be that way anymore. But that being said, this space in between Lumeria and Atlantis, there wasn't humanoids. It was just all animals. And we were like, we tried it. It was just like, it's not really that fun. And then it just got nothing. And there wasn't any, like, there literally was not any demolish of it. There wasn't like a flooding. There wasn't like a catastrophe. It was just literally going in, reboot, come back out.
Okay.
Hoorah, hoorah.
So what's that got to do with the stars and light pollution? Was the portal too bright and people couldn't see the map to get to it? Which is silly, but it could happen.
I thought that they needed the stars to find the portal. So, yeah.
Right, they did.
Yeah.
I got that, too. Very much a map thing.
Yeah.
But that portal was bright as fuck. Like, it didn't need to be.
Probably that it was bright as fuck and you couldn't see.
Okay, well, Kate already got that the portal, even though it is a ship, is you. So dim your fucking light, bro.
Unless you want all these beings to come to you and not do anything. I think they need to have their own light to their own being. I think...
Oh, so those are all Charlotte animals. You said that earlier, but it clicked just now.
Okay. Yeah, and then everybody has their own animals. Everybody has their own ship power here.
Oh, that totally makes sense.
That does. So I need to dim down my light so that the other people can find their own light.
I would put it in bounds if I'm working order.
Okay. Put this in bounds if I'm working order.
Because...
And also, send a coding to your animals what the map they should follow is. Dude, did you make yourself bright on panic mode?
This seemed like I gotta find my shit. Something happened. Something went into overload. Charlotte went into panic. Gotta find my shit. Gotta get the fuck out of here. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, more things entered into your portal than just yours. And then some of your stuff didn't enter in because they couldn't find the map in the sky. So go before that happens. Go before the panic happens.
Right, go before the panic happens.
Kate's doing something. Hold on.
I'm just talking to them. Like,
okay.
You're doing the Charlotte, and I'm talking to everybody else, and I'm like, all right, is anybody else panicked here? And they're like, no. I was like, okay, cool.
Just me.
So merge in with your stuff. And so anyway, yeah, y'all go on. They're doing, like, they're fine. They're, we're, yeah.
Okay. Before the panic happens, what made Before you panic?
The term I got was, I don't have any legs.
Okay, because I was like, with my legs, like antsy. Yeah. Or like something crawled over your foot. But that doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense because if I'm a ship, I shouldn't need legs.
But you're also all the animals. You're all the animals, too. Right.
Somebody try to take your
stuff. The panic feels like it's ship.
Kate got someone trying to take your stuff.
Or like it looked like it, or your animal. Okay, I'll just tell you what I'm seeing. So it looks like your antelope went on somebody else's ship thing. And you're like, that's my antelope. Oh my God, where are all my other animals?
What if I lose? What if I lose more? I got to turn my brightness up.
Yeah. Okay. And whenever this seems like we're just lifting, we're just doing the things. We're not taking them.
Merge in with your antelope version of you before you go on the wrong ship. That's why you were saying that's my purse. I don't know you.
That's my antelope. Yeah. I don't know
that's
you.
Okay. Tell your antelope to like look up, like follow the path, or like
actually
you can just tell antelope version of you find Charlotte ship.
Oh, different people have different things. Mine is a song.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, that's probably why stars don't really matter to me.
Oh,
it's because Charlotte has like stars.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Mine's like the, can you be my baby girl? The airplane people, but it's not people. So what is it if it's not people? I just want to, is it birds? I'm not really like.
You have dancing birds.
I'm not really a bird person though, so it doesn't really make sense to me.
Do the intention of vampire cleanse series to catch that.
I think I just have things on the ground that light up. Like pathways, light up your pathways. Got it. That makes sense. Clicking together.
Like my antelope's back in place. Like there was very much another antelope being like, "God damn it, get it, Gary, get it together. Stay with the pack." Yes.
Wow, how could you say that to me? Okay.
Jiminy Christmas. So it's for all of you listening along, go ahead and do the intense energy vampire cleanse to your stuff in this life and to your stuff's map to find you.
Oh. Ow.
Do we even need to make this place? Like, can we go before? Like, if we made it and we're just like, meh, this place. Oh, was it just a testing? Or, like,
this seems like an in-between.
It is an in-between.
Yeah.
Then we can just kind of push it on.
Push it.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. The baby bee.
So when I first was on TikTok, and it was basically when I had just started making videos, and I was only on there to watch my oldest kids' TikTok, and then I was like, I'm feeling a little creative. I was in the break room, and I put on the Salt and Pepper song, and I walked in the break room, and I went to a little basket where the condiments were, and there was a napkin on top, and I lifted the napkin, and it was like, Salt and Pepper's here, and I was like, ha, I'm hilarious. It got no views. I was just a 30-something-year-old woman on TikTok, but, like, I was having the time of my life, and I was like, ha, 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 Salt and Pepper is right here.
They're here in my break room.
You were looking for it? I got it. Well,
they're right here, guys.
Okay, so what's next?
I mean, I feel like most of the animals aborted.
Aborted?
Not all of them.
Onward.
Sorry.
They're not aborted.
I wasn't sure.
They're boarding.
Oh, boarding, of course, guys. That's what I was going to say. And I was just testing you.
But now I just need to leave. Right?
Also, that thing, I need to mention the ship thing because it's coming up with the Wall-E thing. There's so many movies that indicate, like, and there's so many things that they've taught us growing up that you, like, we get on a ship, we leave, and then we come back when Earth is okay. Like, the series 100, right. The movie Wall-E. And I got a ding for that. So, like, this is just one of our go-to methods where we all get on a ship and we go away, and then we, like, get rid of Earth, and then we put it back together again.
You come back.
Can we, like... I think we've taken care of that, so we no longer have that anymore. Like, I know we don't flood anymore. I know there's not, like, a big catastrophe.
Cartography?
Kardashian.
There's no Kardashian.
Cryptograms.
Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
Oh, my God.
I know we don't have any of that anymore. Like, our memories get, like, upgraded every night is the best way to put it. So that we have, like, our new memories, which I don't really talk about that on TikTok very often. That's okay. I'm not going to either. Anyway, is there anything we need to do about the ships, that process? Because where are the ships when we're not using them on the in-between? Because it's not, like, the Galactic Federation ship. It's not that one. Those are, that's a completely different fucking thing, and it's been dismantled. Are these pocket dimensions? What are these?
I get this. They're still up there. They're still hanging out.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to say autopilot because that's not the right word. Like,
sleeper mode. Is there just a bunch of robots on it? Like, on the fucking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and all the robots have it's emotions awful. And stuff?
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel like they're, like, it's set on, like...
It's humanoid emotions. It wouldn't really matter, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a movie with Chris Pratt, and he's on a ship, and, like,
is he the only one awake?
Yeah.
Rocketman.
Is that Rocketman?
Jennifer Lawrence is on there with him, right?
Yeah.
I just found out she was problematic. I didn't know she was. I just heard something really gross that she said. Anyway, I used to think she was great.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Neither.
I will look that up later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she did something that made me go. Anyway, so that movie.
Yeah, it feels like when everything's, like, asleep, but, like, the robots are functioning, right? Like,
yeah.
Just at minimal capacity. Like, they don't want to use all their battery, but, like, they're still, like, hoovering. Well,
they should have unlimited supply of battery stuff, because it's not, like, it's not powered by Earth stuff. It's powered by the stuff that we're powered by. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what the fuck are we doing with these ships?
Let's merge in with ours and see if there's anything we need to do. So if you're listening, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please merge me with my ship. In this scenario. Okay. And Charlotte, since I really want you to look at your, like, because that movie, the engine brakes or whatever.
Yeah.
So please look at your
engine brakes.
It gets, like, the coils get stuck. There's a meteor shower and it goes through, and a meteor gets stuck in the, like, energy coil, and then it just, like, slowly over time builds until it's like a really big fucking issue.
All right.
Kate's going to look at that now. She's like, engine? Yes.
Yeah.
Alternators. This is how you create your power. Here's your armature. Fix the magnets.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Also, do all the like, meteor or things, like, any... They're not actually meteors. It doesn't matter. All of that stuff that we have that either melts them or, like, pushes them to a different path that's not harmful, like, away from you. Can you do that to your... I'm going to do that to my ship, too. Or activate ships. I'm going really fast. Sorry. Activate ships, divine shielding, and guardians. Conducive to what is needed.
Have you ever been a mechanic in a life that you've seen?
When we did the class the other day... where we like went into our oversoul mechanic, right? I got like, I don't actually know what I was doing. I was like, I had spheres and like, and metal, right? I had metal and I was like painting something on it that kind of changed the color of the metal. And
Sure. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is something you can do. That's why you can fix your engine. You can fix your own engine.
Fix your engine, baby. Engine, baby.
Let it go. Broom, 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 broom. Okay. And then the magnetic field. Oh, and the copper coils.
I just heard sproing. Copper coils. Sproing.
Grind. Oh, sproing. Okay, sorry.
Like a spring.
Yes.
Going.
I think that's it. The copper's good. The magnets are good. Oh, the rotating and the timing. Fix all that. Are you getting anything else, Kat?
No, I'm just feeling you guys work. I guess I'm just becoming the thing so I can feel the things. There's still something in the lower back.
Oh. Yeah, whenever I'm reaching my ship, my lower back started hurting. But I was like, I will figure that out in a minute. Cool.
Yeah, but I do feel it in my lower back.
Is it tethers? Are there tethers that kind of keep us in place?
Yeah.
Oh. Do they have to hurt like this?
Nope.
Can you upgrade this? Yes. Upgrade these and put them back in. Oh. Upgrade the communication pathways between us. This is how we communicate.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All right. Okay. Everything else look and feel good here?
Sure.
Why do we all have these empty ass ships? Are we growing stuff on them?
I mean, there is a garden, but it's not like.
Yeah. I got a garden too.
I mean, you could fill the ship. You can make it with like whatever you want. You could have a little like colony of people in here if you wanted to, or it could be a ship full of cats, or. There could be backup supply of stuff, or, but like, why do we need it? We keep it empty because in case we need it for, like, its use, right? Mm. Like a cruise ship, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had interdimensional physical travel. Like, I was explaining it to Ben today, actually. We had that closed until 2020. 2020 is when we opened it back up. He was staring at the map on the wall, and I was like, what are you looking at, buddy? And he's like, because he was just staring. Like, he pushes his face up against the swing chair, and he just stares at the wall. And I was like, hey, buddy, what you doing? And he was like, oh, I was looking at the Drake Passage on the map, because that's where the world cruises, right? And I was like, uh-huh. And I was like, it's because the seas meet together. That's why sometimes it gets kind of bumpy. And then we were talking about how, like, all the land, all the continent masses point down. And I was like, that's because they're not actually all like this or on a globe. They're actually like here's the big part. And then this is the bottom. And just like the gravitron, as it spins, they drip outward, whatever. And I was like, but it's not flat because there's lots of planes. There's lots of different things. I started like graphing it out and talking to him about it. It's really interesting. What were we talking about before that?
The ships.
Yeah. Like, why we have the ship. What we started.
I don't know. Let me ask them, why are y'all here? I don't know, we're just kind of hanging out.
Where are they going to go? They're huge.
Yeah.
You asked why we're all here, and I got for tea parties.
I love tea parties.
Nice.
All right. That sounds great. Do you guys need to stay up here? They all said yes. All of them said yes.
Well, it's their home. That's what they feel comfortable in, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't ever go anywhere on land. They just go to and then out and to and then out. Yeah. It's like telling a cruise ship you want to go into the forest. They're like,
what? Maybe I do.
We don't go there.
Why would I do that? That sounds stupid. There's no tea parties there. It's dumb.
Do you
mind? You don't even go there. Okay. Yeah.
They need to be shown how to make their own tea.
They can. They can make their own tea. They don't drink it, though.
The robots.
Why would we drink our own tea?
I mean, as long as we got these little... That's probably why the cables hurt so bad, is because we just talk to each other all the time. There's, like, nothing else to do. Like...
What are you doing? Mine are making tea.
My hair playing with Legos.
All right.
I'm kind of glad that they're empty, though. That means that they haven't been, like, we don't have to clean them out. We don't have to kick anybody out of them. They haven't been, like, overtaken by anything. They're still in our control. They're still sentient with our energy. I think that's pretty fucking awesome, because usually when we discover this stuff or step upon it or whatever the fuck, we're like, whoa, it's all fucked up. Like, what are you doing here?
What are those? They're my shit.
Calm my freaking antelope down.
It's true.
Okay. All right, so it feels really good on my ship, and I'm just chilling here, so we probably need to move on to something else, because it's just like, I just want to sit here and just be a ship.
Mm-hmm. Speed this up.
Oh, I didn't know there was anything to speed up. All right.
I don't know. I think we were just kind of all talking and hanging out.
Yeah.
I was like, speed this up.
I think we call it tea parties. I think Charlotte was like, let's call these tea parties. We're like, that's a great idea.
Why is it? Because we're spilling the tea, all the hot goss. All right. Okay. What's the next thing you want to work on?
Do you still want to work on the light pollution stuff? Or did you want to work on something else? Do you want to see if there's anything else about that?
Yeah, let's see if there's anything else about that.
Okay. What else is there about the light pollution? I don't know, but people should stop shining their flashlights in the sky.
Are you speaking as part of the sky, Kate? Are you mad at it?
Yeah. Stop shining your flashlights at me.
I feel like Charlotte's part of the sky, too.
It's so bright. Like,
I put on this beautiful display.
Okay.
And one, nobody can see it. And two, you're blinding me.
Part of the sky. It's like me looking down at the earth being like, my God, it's so bright. Like when people are like driving at night and you can see the...
Yeah.
Their headlights, whatever. And they're super bright. I'm like, oh. I think that's...
When people have super bright headlights behind me, I turn my rear view mirror down. Like I flick it down so it shines back in their eyes.
Yeah, I have like a... That's a good idea.
I'm just like, I don't want that. You can have it.
And one that like tints, it auto tints, so it's not as bad.
Oh. But
sometimes you get them like going across from me, you know? Towards you, and that's when they're really bright.
Can we reflect it back down to them so they have to deal with their own lights? Like it's too bright.
Yeah.
Because if it's too bright for them, they'll dim it, right?
Yes.
You guys are doing something. I guess I'm doing something too.
I changed my side view mirrors at lights just to be petty. Back at ya. Okay.
You call it petty. I call it perspective.
Sprinkle, sprinkle, understanding. Is there anything else we need to do here? What about those fucking flashlights? What about the fucking flashlights? They're just unreasonably angry. They're just like, stop shining them up at me! Well, why don't you just deflect them back on them?
It's these things, those little cannons, that are like in the ground and they're like, party, woo, new attraction.
Oh my god.
Those, yes.
I wonder why you hate them, Charlotte. That's so weird.
They're so bright.
They're trying to tell everybody where the party is.
Party's right there, guys.
But I'm the party.
It's me, the party. I'm in here.
Davina said wave cannons.
Oh, I want to tell everybody that we have candles on sale right now, and Kat has the cat scan and the tangling of roots, and I have the cheeseburgers one, and I'm really fucking excited about it. Okay, love y'all, bye. And they're limited. Okay, bye. You can find them in our...
I love my candle. I got the cat. Yeah. I got the cat scan, yeah.
I got the cat scan.
Rawr.
It's really good.
I told Kate we should put stuff like purple crayon scented. Or like yellow crayon scented. Yeah, this one's orange crayon scented. No color added.
No color added, just the scent.
we don't add scent to the candles because we add energy to it and we don't add any extra. And we also want it to be where people can use it with their practice as well. So like, and then we only do a few. I'm talking not just for you, Charlotte, for other people. Charlotte's like, yes, I already know.
For me.
And we put all like so much stuff in it that we only make a few at a time. Like we don't go balls to the wall with it.
I think this long pumpkin said reminds me of how neurodivergent people are light sensitive. I look into the lights. Mm-hmm. I am on the other side of that, I guess. I used to look into the sun and make it shine on me purposefully. It was so good.
The sun's a portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't look into the light. The other kind.
I have a question. If the sun is a portal and it's basically a ship also, why is it there? Like, it's always constantly shining its light. Is it a ship? Is it one of the ships? Or is this a different... Because it's a ship.
Yeah.
Why is it with the rest of them? Star.
Looks like a Death Star. That's really funny. I'm just sitting here looking at the sun people.
It also feels
yeah, but
like
there's people on that ship.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be down there. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
but we don't want you to be down here too.
I like that we're just sitting here, like, looking at stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how fun it is to listen to, but we're, like, just sitting here feeling around and looking at the things. Like,
I mean, oh, wow, it almost cool. Feels like the sun people are, like, judgy of the earth people. Being like, oh my god, you guys are down there on earth.
Have you guys heard the latest gossip for the earth people?
Yeah.
I saw it in the Daily Sun.
Oh my god.
Mm. No.
Earth peasants.
Do you want to go to your version of you that's on the sun? You might as well be walking on the sun. Because not everybody on the sun ship lollipop is part of the same oversoul. Like, there's all of us are up there. Want to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Spirit, if it's in the highest good, anybody who's like listening or watching or whatever, Please merge me with a version of me that's on the sun.
Okay.
I got a headache, but I think that's because I was talking about myself. Like, it's like a someone feeling me out kind of headache. Like a...
Oh. Oh, like a, they're trying to see. Like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's funny.
But it's not them trying to feel me. It was me trying to feel them, but now I'm inside them, so now I feel my Earth self, like...
Oh, like, hey.
Inception.
What's going on here? I already know what's going on here. Hey, what are you guys doing? How's it going?
We just wanted to show everybody that this place existed.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm just, like, out here waving. I'm having the best time. I have surfboard shorts on. I'm like, hey, everybody, how's it going? And I'm just waving. I'm having the best time.
Is your head a flame?
Let me see. It is a flame. Hey,
guys. I've never realized that before. It's very cartoonish. It reminds me of the elements on the Disney Plus or whatever, that movie. Elementals, yes. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You totally have an orange flame head, and you're just like, hey, what's up?
I'm so shiny. I'm so shiny.
Flame Princess from Adventure Time. That's what you
remember.
Oh.
I am so shiny, and I'm very excited to see you guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
We're just all sitting, like, we're just all are standing around. We're just like, hey, hey.
We literally went from down here to the ships to just chill, to the sun to just chill. We're just like, cool.
Hey, yeah. Hey, guys. It what's feels going on?
Adventure Time.
They talk like dudes. They're just like, not much, man. Like,
I was totally
welcome to the sun.
I was chilling in the sunspot the other day. I know. They finally opened it back up. And you're never gonna believe who I saw there. Fucking Tracy. It's great.
Yeah.
There's nothing to heal here, by the way. It's totally fine. It just exists.
Yes. I spent a lot of time with the sun people last year.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of guided adventures with it, too. We have, like, so a lot of stuff. Do you want to go see your moon self?
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay. All right, so everybody who's listening... exchange information with the sun version of you. So you would say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, exchange me, as in yourself, me information with this version of me. Calibrate us, disconnect us, and anchor us back into our correct dimensional forms. And then now let's go merge in with moon us. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please merge me with the version of me that lives on the quote-unquote moon. Oh, they talk like Minnesotans.
I'm tired.
I can't grow nothing on this godforsaken soil.
You know?
It's so cold here.
Anybody got any spoons?
I have sporks.
So this version of me doesn't like sporks because they just like spoons. Earth version of me doesn't like sporks because they just like forks.
What is sun version of you like?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh.
I'm not in their body. I don't know. I just know that when she said spork, I was like, ew, gross.
Like, I prefer spoons in this version of me.
I like spoons in this version. Yep.
I'm like in a little sweater and I'm carrying around a little like coffee cup thing. I'm just like walking around like, gee golly.
Oh, hey there. You want to come to my garden?
Right.
It's over here. Oh, hey, friends. I say hey a lot. I just get excited. Hey, guys.
These are we're human. Like, we look like human, though. This isn't, like, this is... Oh, that's because it's, like, we got stationed here. Okay.
Hmm. Who stationed us?
We did.
You want to go before we got stationed?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, in these moon version people of us? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Spirit, if it's in the highest good, please take us to before we were, what, stationed there? Stationed moon people? Here. Stationed here.
Okay, we came.
Before our kind, our people.
Okay.
We're stationed here. Just back on Earth.
I'm just living life. You want to go to the moon? Okay.
That's what it was. You're like, do you want to go to the moon? Okay.
It's very chill. I don't feel like there's any, like, propaganda. I don't feel like there's any, like, science. I don't feel like there's any war. It's just, we're looking for people to go live on the... It's like, you want to go live in a van. I got nothing else going on. You want to go live on a cruise ship for 9 months. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Did we not have, like, friends or family? Like, why were we just like, okay? I guess I'm always down for an adventure, but, like...
I know. I'm looking around like, well, who the fuck else? It looks like we're all alone. Like,
yeah, I'm alone. I don't know you guys.
Where the fuck is everybody? Is this where we had to meet was on the moon? Like, this is where we meet our people was on the moon, and that's how we met?
I mean, we did meet. We met no matter what we meet. There's only 12 oversouls. There's not a lot of stations on the moon. There's only, like, there's only, like, one. It's, like, one town.
Moon.
Who asked us if we wanted to? Was it just to start a new colony or whatever?
Yeah,
Feel like I got, like, a letter where it was, like, in the newspaper.
Oh, and you were like, sure.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'll go.
Someone came to my door, is what it looks like.
A coworker told me, it looks like, or coworker asked me.
Hmm.
Well, I suppose so.
I didn't have that accent yet.
Oh.
That's moon accent, people.
Well, I have mine down here.
Don't forget to take your sports, Kate.
Oh my god. Okay, so order your sports before you go.
Oh my god, you're gonna have enough sports for 10 years at least.
Yes!
Kate orders something in a box like this big, comes to my house, she's like, I bought you paper towels. Like, Jesus Christ! I mean, thank you.
I used to get really upset when things would run out, even if it was like years, and then it would finally run out. I'd be like, oh my god, I can't believe this ran out. It'd be like years. I don't know.
So, like, she was like, oh, I'm gonna get some sporks for me and Shayna. And I was like, that's fine. Like, plastic sporks. Like, I'm not a big fan of them. So, yeah, sure, go. You know, fucking huge ass box. There's like 500 sporks in there.
I thought it would be a lot smaller. I don't know.
She was like, oh, I didn't expect that at all. And I was like, you didn't expect 500 sporks to come in a big box?
No.
I
mean, I get it, though, because, like, I know numbers, but I don't know, like, visually numbers, right? Where I'm like,
but even if you know numbers, like, they don't eat here every meal every day. They eat one meal, not even every day of the week.
They just have to eat one meal 500 times with you, and then they're gone.
No, 250, because it's 250. For two people.
Oh, yeah.
That's nothing. That's like a bajillion years, but, you know, whatever.
It lasted a couple months. We just recently had to order more.
Yay!
Good job.
Even here, even before we go, as we're traveling, like, we're still just chilling, talking. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's merge in with the people that recruited the people to go live on the moon. Okay. So, exchange information with your moon version of you. And then disconnect, or calibrate, disconnect, and anchor back into your correct dimensional forms. Now, Spirit, please merge me with the version. This is how you guys get clarity. You merge in with the versions of you that do the things. Like, you merge in with government you can merge in with a you that lives in a different country. we talk about it a lot in the guided adventures. Anyway, please merge me with the version of me that's recruiting people to go to the moon.
I don't know how anybody agreed. I look creepy as fuck. I have a weird hat on.
I just got, man, I hope somebody reads my letter.
I think we are the ones that go to us. Because that's the only way we would agree with it. We're like, yes.
I would absolutely like to go to the moon. Yes.
You seem cool. I don't know. Some random person at my door.
There's something about you. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's like Mormons knocking on doors. Tawny said I put the notices together. Sweet. Okay, what was the reason? Why did we do it?
They experiment. Were building a colony. Yeah. They were building a colony. And it literally seems like we had nothing better to do, which it's like, how?
Oh, I don't think we'd go missing either. There wasn't anybody to miss us. Uh-huh. These versions of us know a lot about us. There's nothing schemey or sketchy here, though. No. It's just literally like...
Want to go? Sure.
Sure.
I have nothing else.
Like, it's going to be a fun time. You're going to make friends. Or like.
Oh, yeah. They're,
they're almost like an author, like, writing a story for somebody else, but they're, like, in the book, right?
Yes.
The one that, like, gives you the adventure.
Why can't they go? Oh, because they're not alone. Hmm. And they have to, like, create colonies other places, I guess.
Yeah, they're the creator.
This is just a project, yeah.
But it doesn't feel, like, nefarious, like...
Not at all! And even us up on the moon, like, generations later, we all seem pretty fucking happy.
Oh, okay, so it kind of feels like Elon Musk when he was like, I'm gonna put people on Mars. You remember when he was doing that?
Yeah.
Because he's like, because I'm fucking rich. That's kind of what it feels like. But let's.
I mean, I know there's stuff on them. Like, there's stuff to look after.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff to do there. There's, like, you've got. Have you seen Lost?
Yeah.
When the first people that were supposed to go to the island, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, even though it's from early 2000s.
Right? It's off the air for, like, 15 years.
There's some people who haven't watched it yet.
Don't ruin their excitement.
And they went there for science stuff. And they, like, came over or whatever, and they had manned the different machines. But it's not just because they're rich. There's, like, there was literally stuff. Well, I guess if you're rich, you're putting stuff up there. But, like, they had to man the, like, stations and stuff up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that makes total sense, because Lost has to do with everything that, like, it has the answers to everything for me, so that little island is, like, the moon, and that's the magnetic stuff, and that, okay. See, Darth Vader hasn't seen that show yet, guys, and I'm giving away a crucial piece!
Forget it, Darth.
Definitely the ending.
You are nothing. I mean, I don't really feel like there's anything to do.
Nope, it just looks like we're just hanging out, seeing all the things.
Yeah.
Do we need to know why? Like, what machines were up there? Like, what? No. That doesn't seem important.
No,
maybe
it
does seem important, but I don't know.
What machines y'all got here? Pancake makers. I mean, like, technology machines.
These pancakes are real good. It's all the machine you need to know about.
Trust me, you'll love it. Try it. I'm talking about, like, technology. We have rock squishers. Wow.
Cool. Spork makers, because Kate.
You have spork makers? We can only make it out of this. It's gray. I guess. I mean, I guess it's okay.
Oh, man.
Tortilla okay. press.
There's a tortilla press.
Oh, sold right there.
He tagged us in a tortilla press that was like screaming. And she was like, is this real? Like joking. Like she's joking. She's like, is this for real? And Ben watched it. And I was sitting next to him and he goes, I do think it is for real. And I was like, she was kidding, Ben. She was not actually. He's like, I think it is real. I think that's the real sound. And I was like, cool.
Wow.
I said, hey, Ben, it's okay. I think it's real, too.
Oh, my God. Not me imitating the sound of it by laughing.
Okay,
let's exchange information.
Okay.
Disconnect. And anchor back into our correct dimensional forms. This is what the private guided adventures are like, too, guys. We just, like, merge in with the things, figure out what the fuck's going on, and then we just get the fuck out of there.
So
heal some stuff
fun.
If we need to, but it's great. It's, like, so, so much fun. The fact that we've never looked at this before, like, fully like this, is killing me, because this is fantastic.
Just like the screaming tortillas.
Oh, my God.
That should be on shirt.
The screaming tortillas.
We're gonna start a band.
Oh my
we're
god.
We're gonna get a band.
Yeah.
We're gonna make sporks. No, we're not.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. Do you wanna do the closing stuff on your own, Charlotte?
Oh, we can do them here.
Okay. Do you wanna do them, Kate, or do you want
Yeah, sure.
You look like you're revved up. All
yes,
right, cool.
I am. Okay. I was like, oh, close-ups, let's go. Like a lawnmower, damn, okay. All right, three of some high skid. Go, repeat after me if you want. In the comments. Please.
Type it real fast. You gotta type it.
Wait, Kate, stop.
You're going
please
too fast.
Please close-up slash sign-offs. To all this. The alignment healings to all this. Calibration healings to all this. The emerging healings to all this. The timeline healings to all this. The timeline sew up healings to all this.
God, I am burning up and sweating. Holy fatak.
Okay. The ripple healings to all this. And the speed up healings to all this. Please activate the burnout healings to all of this, conducive to what is needed. How's that feel?
It's a little bit better. I'm still stabilizing. It's still hot, though.
Okay. I think something's...
But there's a breeze. There's a breeze now.
Okay. Please upgrade all of this, all of my machinery to its divine working order.
That's going to be a lot, because that's the whole ship. And all the stuff on the moon, and all the stuff on the sun, and holy fuck, we went to a lot of places.
Please speed this up. Please copy and paste all of this to all forms and versions of us, or me, throughout time. Space, spaces in between, all dimensions and forms, up, down, left, right, side to side, front to back, conducive to what they each need, to the residual, to the thing down, flip it and reverse it, and all four quadrants. Please activate the brain aneurysm healings to all of this. The blowout healings to all of this. And the sensory overload healings to all of this. please safety wire all this down conducive. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please undo anything and everything that we have done here or that was not done in the highest good. Yeah, that was not done in the highest good or was not supposed to be done. Are you all good, Kat?
Yeah, I'm better.
Okay.
There's stuff still moving in my back, but it's like, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah, I got, now you give yourself a high five. So I'm going to try that. High five, so.
We're like, yeah, ready.
Hell yeah. All right, whatever that was. Maybe it was some kind of transfer.
No form of me ever has chewing tobacco, but I definitely know how to do that.
Hell yeah. Like a true bro.
Hell yeah.
Okay, awesome.
One time I was working at Olive Garden and this guy came up to a role, didn't come up to me, he was in the group, and he asked me for a spit cup, and I was like, you want a what? Excuse me, what? A spit cup? No, you can go outside. Like, I'm not giving you that. Anyway.
Why not?
They can. I'm fine with it. I don't care. Just to be clear, I just didn't want to, I was serving them in a restaurant and I didn't want to clean that up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to.
That was fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Charlotte.
Thanks for hanging out with me in the moon and the sun.
That was good. Oh, great.
And the sun and our ships.
Oh, my God. I did not want to leave as the ship that was so nice. It was luxury. It was so luxe.
Luxe deluxe.
And chill.
We had to upgrade our like communication cables because all we did is sit out there and chit chat. Like, it's like that's the only part of us that was worn down.
Oh my god.
That was so great.
You overuse these things. There's no such thing as overuse.
Calling my besties. Bye guys.
Alright, bye. Don't be disconnected, everyone. Bye, love y'all. Bye.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.